Hare Krishna. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, The Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Rai. Srimati Radharani takes her first bath in the shower of the nectar of compassion, and she takes her second bath in the nectar of youth. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport as Sri Ramananda Rai describes Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani first smears her body with the paste of affection for Krishna. She then takes a bath in the water of mercy. After passing the Poganda age from 5 to 10 years, Srimati Radharani first appears as mercy. The second bath is taken at noon in the water of Tarunamrita, or the nectar of youth. This is the actual expression of her new youthfulness. Continuing. After her midday bath, Radharani takes another bath in the nectar of bodily luster, and she puts on the garment of shyness, which is her black silk sari. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Over and above the other baths, the bath taken in the afternoon is taken in the nectar of full beauty. This nectar represents the personal qualities of beauty and luster. Thus, there are three baths in different kinds of water. Radharani then puts on two garments, a lower and an upper garment. The upper garment is pinkish and is her affection and attraction for Krishna. And the lower garment, a blackish silk sari, is her shyness. Continuing, Srimati Radharani's affection for Krishna is her upper garment, which is pinkish in color. She then covers her body with another garment composed of affection and anger towards Krishna. Srimati Radharani's personal beauty is the reddish power known as kunkum. Her affection for her associates is sandalwood pulp, and the sweetness of her smile is camphor. All these combined together are smeared over her body. Conjugal love for Krishna is the abundance of musk, and with that musk, her whole body is decorated. Craftiness and covet anger constitutes the arrangement of her hair. The quality of anger due to jealousy is the silk garment covering her body. Her attachment for Krishna is the reddish color of betel nuts on her brilliant lips. Her double dealings in loving affairs constitute the black ointment around her eyes. The ornaments decorating her body are the blazing ecstasies of goodness and the constantly existing ecstasies headed by jubilation. All these ecstasies are the ornaments all over her body. Also ornamenting her body are the 20 kinds of ecstatic symptoms, beginning with Kila Kinchita. Her transcendental qualities constitute the flower garland hanging in fullness over her body. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The 20 different moods headed by Kila Kinchita are described as follows. First, in connection with the body, there are bhava ecstasy, hava gestures, and hela negligence. In relationship to the self, there are loba, beauty, kanti, luster, dipti, brilliance, madhurja, sweetness, pragalbata, impudence, odarja, magnanimity, and darja, patience. And in relation to nature, there are lila, pastimes, vilas, enjoyment, vichiti, breaking off, vibrama, puzzlement. There are no English equivalents for the words kila kinshita, Moteatya, and Kutamita. Srimati Radharani's flower garland consists of her qualities, and it's divided into mental, verbal, and bodily parts. Her attitude of forgiveness and mercy is all mental. Her talks, which are very pleasing to the ear, are verbal. The bodily qualities are age, beauty, luster, and grace. Continuing. The tilak of good fortune is on her beautiful, broad forehead. Her various loving affairs are a gem, and her heart is the locket. Srimati Radharani's gopi friends or her mental activities, which are concentrated on the pastimes of Sri Krishna. She keeps her hand on the shoulder of a friend who represents youth. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Radharani's eight companions, Ashtasakhi, are different varieties of pleasure connected with the pastimes of Krishna. Following those pastimes of Sri Krishna are other activities which are represented by the assistance of the gopis. Continuing with Sri Ramananda Roy's description of the qualities and beauty of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani's bedstead is pride itself, and it is situated in the abode of her bodily aroma. She is always seated there, thinking of Krishna's association. Srimati Radharani's earrings are the name, fame, and qualities of Lord Krishna. The glories of Lord Krishna's name, fame, and qualities are always inundating her speech. Srimati Radharani induces Krishna to drink the honey of conjugal relationship. She is therefore engaged in satisfying all the desires of Krishna. Srimati Radharani is a mine filled with valuable jewels of love for Krishna. Her transcendental body is complete with unparalleled spiritual qualities. Here's a verse from Govinda Lilamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It's in the form of questions and answers describing the glory of Srimati Radharani. That was from Prabhupada's purport. If one asks about the origin of love of Krishna, the answer is that the origin is in Srimati Radharani alone. Who is the most dear friend of Krishna? The answer again is Srimati Radharani alone, no one else. Srimati Radharani's hair is very curly. Her two eyes are always moving to and fro. And since all these transcendental qualities are manifested in Srimati Radharani, she alone is able to fulfill all the desires of Krishna, no one else. Even Satyabhama, one of the queens of Sri Krishna, desires the fortunate position and excellent qualities of Srimati Radharani. All the gopis learn the art of dressing from Srimati Radharani, and even the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, and the wife of Lord Shiva, Parvati, desires her beauty and qualities. Indeed, Arundhati, the celebrated chaste wife of Vasishtha Muni, also wants to imitate the chastity and religious principles of Srimati Radharani. Even Lord Krishna himself cannot reach the limit of the transcendental qualities of Srimati Radharani. How then can an insignificant living entity count them? Upon hearing this, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Now I have come to understand the truth of the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Nonetheless, I still want to hear how both of them gloriously enjoy such love." Rai Ramananda replied, "Lord Krishna is Dhira Lalita, for he can always keep his girlfriends in a subjugated state. Thus, his only business is enjoying sense gratification." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. We should always remember that Krishna's sense gratification is never to be compared to the sense gratification of the material world. As we have already explained, Krishna's sense gratification is just like gold. The perverted reflection of that sense gratification found in the material world is just like iron. The purport is that Krishna is not impersonal. He has all the desires that are manifested in the personal, in the perverted reflection within this material world. However, the qualities are different. One is spiritual and the other is material. Just as there is a difference between life and death, there is a difference between spiritual sense gratification and material sense gratification. Ramananda Roy continues. This is a verse from the Bhaktivedanta Sindhu. A person who is very cunning and always useful, youthful, expert in joking without anxiety, and who can keep his girlfriends always subjugated is called Dira Lalita. Day and night, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys the company of Srimati Radharani in the bushes of Vrindavan. Thus, his pre-youthful age is fulfilled through his affairs with Srimati Radharani. Next is a verse from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. Thus Lord Krishna spoke of his activities of the previous night. In this way, he made Srimati Radharani close her eyes out of shyness. And taking this opportunity, Lord Krishna painted various types of dolphins on her body. Thus, he became a very expert artist for all the gopis. During such pastimes, the Lord enjoyed the fulfillment of his youth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "This is all right, but please continue." At that time, Rai Ramananda replied, "I don't think my intelligence goes beyond this." Ramananda Roy then informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that there was another topic known as Prema Vilas Vavarta. "You may hear of this from me," Ramananda Roy said, "but I do not know whether you will be happy with it or not." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. These statements are set forth for our understanding, according to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya. In essence, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Roy, "My dear Ramananda, the explanations you have given about the goal of life and the pastimes of Srimati Radharani and Krishna is certainly the truth. Although this is factual, you can continue telling me more if there is anything more to say." And in reply, Ramananda Roy said, "I do not think I have anything to say beyond this, but there is a topic known as Prema Vilas Vavarta, which I may explain to you. I do not know whether it will bring you happiness or not." Saying this, Ramananda Roy began to sing a song he had composed, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of the ecstasy of love of Godhead, immediately covered Ramananda's mouth with his own hand. And Srila Prabhupada has a longest purport to this, and we shall hear at least some of it, Krishna willing, soon. Hare Krishna.